My Music. A panel game devised by Tony Schrein and Edward J. Mason. Chairman, Steve Race.
I'll say one thing about me. I keep good company. In fact, the best. Viz, John Amos and Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. Viz, John, we start with the liquid tones of Lucia Pop. John, what has that song to do with this? Now, John.
Somebody in the front knows, but I haven't got time to pass a note.
They're both about evenings. Well, more than that.
They're both about water.
Yes, and they're both... That's right, they're both about water, yes. One is the first one, did you recognise, the Schubert?
Isn't it Trout? Auf dem Wasser zu singen.
Well, it's to be sung on the water. No, not the Trout, Frank, in this case. And then the Delius piece is called...
underwater.
Practically the same.
Yes, Summer Night on the River.
Summer Night on the River.
I feel I've got a mark for answering that question. Quite right. I gave you a hint anyway with the word liquid. Frank, two lady singers this time. Who are they, please?
Ring around the roses, pocket full of posies. Watch your little posies as you go round and round and round underneath the arches. Careful of your arches, everybody marches. One, two, three, four, here we go.
I don't remember the record, but one... unmistakable tones of violin.
That's right.
Absolutely unmistakable.
And her rival, really, at the time, singing with her.
Rival, yeah.
In a way.
Anne Shelton.
Anne Shelton. It was Anne Shelton and Vera Lynn singing Hollywood Square Dance. Yes. Ian, one of our loveliest singers, said a critic. He may have meant the voice. Equally, I think he may have meant the face of the beautiful Anne Mackay.
Cherry ripe, cherry ripe,
but whose words, Ian, or whose music?
Well, the words are Herrick.
Yes.
And
they are a bit.
The music, it obviously is because it's Herrick's words. The composer must be of that sort of period. But I first encountered the song when I was either 10 or 11, in an arrangement then by a lady of much later time called Lisa Lehmann.
Oh, yeah.
who had arranged Cherry Ripe. And we were doing a school pantomime, and there was a part of a ragged cherry seller who was to sing Cherry Ripe, but unfortunately the boy they cast for it couldn't sing, which seemed rather a poor bit of casting. But he got the part, and it was arranged that I would stand in the wings and sing the song while he mimed it on the stage. Because I was playing another part. And so he did this, and it got really quite a good applause at the end. And he took a great bow. And it did lead to a certain coolness between his parents and mine in the interval. Because there was nothing actually in the programme to the effect that I was singing.
That was my Ian, you know. That was my Ian, that one.
There was a good deal of that went on.
Yes, you got the right of the words, Herrick. Charles Edward Horne wrote the music. Carry on. Dennis, can you identify this young lady for us?
Makes no difference that I go on land or on sea. Everyone's in tempo, even children at play. The world is happy and gay.
the voice?
Oh, yes. It's just, you know, everybody spoke like that. Well, you know, everybody, yes, every right. actress tried to speak like that. Jessie Matthews, of yes. course. Very... I think it was First a Girl that came from, wasn't it?
I don't know. Mm. Everything's in rhythm with my heart.
Yeah.
Very pretty indeed, Jessie Matthews.
Oh, oh, extremely pretty. Pretty.
Absolutely enchanting.
When yeah. she'd sung, she used to go into something that was known in the trade as musical comedy dancing, wasn't it? She was sort of flitting yeah. about the stage.
But she was also very good at tap. I mean, there hadn't been something unfortunate that happened with contracts and things, she would have been Ginger Rogers. I mean, she...
In a sense, yes.
She's very good on wafting draperies.
Yeah. Well, that's the point. I had such an endearing letter, I want to tell you, from Winifred Graham of Midhurst about that sort of musical comedy dancing. She went to a local entertainment and a lady clad in diaphanous garments sort of drifted and flitted about the stage. And after a certain amount of this, a little girl's voice in the audience was heard to say, "She doesn't know what to do with herself, Mummy, does she?"
But that sort of way of singing, which so many of the big stars of those days in the English stage did, it was really sort of singing for the carriage trade, wasn't it?
Yes, well said.
It wasn't that so much, was it, Ian? It's rather like The Magnet was about public schoolboys, and it was read by scruffs from the primary school. You wanted to be entertained with stories about Park Lane. I mean,
yes.
It wasn't for Park Lane.
Yeah. Hence those films, Spring in Park Lane and so on, just after the war, of course. Yes. Just quickly, can anybody place the song line, "I'll Bring Along a Smile"? Anybody know what that's from? Title of the song,
I'll bring along a smile and a song for everyone.
Only a Rose, yes.
Oh, no, yes.
We'll get you to sing that, John, a bit later on. You didn't know it, did you? Yes, we'll get you to sing
that.
Webster Booth.
Yes, Only a Rose, yes. Let's see how much you've picked up about each other's specialities, so to speak, by contagion. The point is that someone facing you knows the answer to your question. My interest is, can you answer it? John, what can you tell me about Nora Howard? Nora Howard.
I used to know a lady.
I think not this one. Can I give you a six-note clue?
Everyone... Oh, I see. Her real name is Binnie Hale.
No. Right. Dennis is going to have to tell you.
Noah Gay. No, who wrote
it? She sang a song called... That song was Other People's Babies in a Cochrane show called Streamline. Actually, on the 78... of that. It's got C.B. Cochrane introducing it on the record.
Yes, that's right. They used to do that a bit, didn't they? Yes. A.P. Herbert's words, Vivian Ellis's tune, Other People's Baby. She was the great one who made that song, Other People's Baby. Frank, tell me about Ian's pistol.
Presumably he was playing the part of pistol.
Aha, uh-huh. Yes.
Which would be in some get-together of Falstaff and Bardolph and...
Yes.
Peter and the lads and Mistress Quickly and...
That's the lot.
And they were all together in a tremendous show, and Ian was awfully good. Unfortunately, he got fired. am I warm, Ian?
Ian played Pistola in Verdi's Falstaff, yes.
Is it?
Ian, Fanny Burney's father, what did he do?
Well, I suppose, like so many fathers, he just did the best he could, really. And played it very cool. And got up in the morning, like everybody else, and went to work. I doubt if he had an experience that my father once had very late in his life when I was sitting in a room with him.
It's crafty, isn't it? Very crafty, isn't it? Yes, go on.
And... He'd retired, and the telephone rang, and he answered it, and he said... heard him listen for a bit. He said, "Well, I thought I might go out for a bit of a walk in half an hour's time, and that'd take me up to lunch. And then after lunch, I thought I might go up to the golf club and perhaps find another three chaps and have a game of bridge. And then there was something in it." He said, "Oh, I'm very sorry. Oh, I see. Yes, well, goodbye." He put the phone down. I said, "What was all that about?" Oh, he said, "I think it was a wrong number." He said, "I think they wanted the local cinema, because they said, 'What's your programme today?'"
you get a mark for a good story, Ian. Thank you very much. Dennis, what made Eric Fenby famous?
Well, I still want to know about Fanny.
One of
the earliest and most famous histories of music.
Sorry, yes, that's right. Fanny Burney's father, Dr. Charles Burney, out of history.
Learn something new every day. Yeah.
So, Dennis, what made Eric Fenby famous?
Right, now, on the principle of elimination, it's not Frank, because we've had him with Fanny Burney. Yes, so it made who famous?
To do with John.
It was being talked about
don't
on my music.
Don't no. do a mime, whatever
I wanted
you do.
To give him a musical cue.
No.
Shall we do it?
No.
Frank's joke, right?
Yes.
Yes, right.
Delia's my
Delia. Now do you know what Eric Fenby did?
Yes, he was somebody that John talks about a lot in connection with Delia.
Yes. Well, yes, that's right.
He was. Oh, my goodness.
Can't spell it, but you can say it, can't you?
No, he's written it in some ancient Aramaic. Amanuensis, isn't it?
Yes, that's it. He was Delia's amanuensis.
It's very difficult to get amanuensis. It's the only place in any conversation which one can ever get that word in, I find, as if Eric Fenby is.
Not easy. Not many rhymes to it either.
No. Sure not. Never tried to rhyme it.
John and Frank usually win full marks in the piano medley, which makes their habitual groaning quite inexplicable to me. Anyway, rules as usual, four tunes for each side to name.
Gershwin.
Yes, leading into...
Blue Moon.
Thank you. And then...
Nature Boy.
And then came...
And then came...
No, it did not. There was something else.
No,
I played...
Just a song of twilight.
You have dropped half a mark because that was Ian, yes. Was it not?
When a Merry Maiden Marries.
From the Gondoliers. Yes, that's right. Oh. Now we come to your four, don't we? When the lights are low.
Just a song in twilight.
Yes.
Love's old sweet song,
yes. And then...
I don't want to play in your yard.
Yes.
Then question mark. Can I go to the end one?
Yes, go on.
Which took, because it took me ages to get through to what the actual title was, is Would You Like to Take a Walk?
And
you played Something Good Will Come of That, which is
from
the last
that,
line.
Yes,
from that,
right.
Yeah.
Yes. Ian, did you get...
Many times kissing time.
You've got it. Yes, you've got that. There are voices and voices, and this is a voice.
Love is a many splendid.
Whose voice we'll establish a bit later on. John, let's have a film title plus two or three film actresses or actors' names, please, associated in your mind with this song.
Remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things of life, as time goes by.
A film, John, a film association, please. You must know.
You can't play Bogart.
Yes. Yeah. Humphrey Bogart gets you half a bar.
White Cathars, it might be Blanca.
Yes, Casablanca, 1942. Yes, Ingrid Bergman, Claude Rains, Peter Lorre, S.Z. Sackall, Sydney Greenstreet.
Claude Rains, I love Claude Rains.
Yes. Dooley Wilson, who sang and appeared to play the piano, but somebody else actually played for him.
I tell you, there's, of late, there's been a lot of talk about this thing that Ronald Reagan was originally going to play the Humphrey Bogart part. They've sort of pushed that story out again. It was around a long time ago. They pushed it out again. It occurred to me, it's rather interesting that he didn't get Casablanca, but he got the translation of Casablanca, which is White House.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it?
I'm surprised you wasted that on us.
It's uncanny, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes. Frank, a star and a date for this film. Maybe the composer's name, too.
Memories light the corners of my mind. Misty watercolor memories of the way we were.
Film title of that title.
Didn't see it. I had a haircut instead.
Do you remember? You don't remember?
It's the way we were.
Yes, that's right. 1973 was the year. You don't remember the name of the, star, Barbara Streisand.
Yes, it's Barbara Streisand. Right. That wasn't Barbara Streisand.
No. The composer also wrote the music for The Sting and the chorus line.
Yes, like very, very good. Very jaunty, too, his own sort of one man.
Yes. Do you know his name?
Yes, Marvin Hamlet.
Thank you. We give him a mark, shall we? Right, Ian, we come to your turn.
And the world will be better for this. That one man has fallen covered with stars. Still strong with his last on the forest.
Among my unfavourite songs, but never mind that. You're looking reasonably confident, Ian, which must mean that you have correctly identified the singer in this round.
Well, I hope I've correctly identified him. Some of these examples are not too easy to identify with
all
the singer
man
at all. But that the first one and that last top note indicate that it's hardly surprising, perhaps, as the two other world famous tenors have gone into a different market of singing, that they would be followed at some point by José Carreras.
Exactly. José Carreras it was, yes.
Pretty bad, too, isn't he?
They don't always adapt to other kinds of songs.
It's a big clue, though, isn't it? I made about Pavarotti, the point I made a couple of weeks ago, and you were vicious in saying that I was wrong. And a good thing that tenor things pop.
I don't
well
even remember, because that probably goes out in a fortnight's time anyway, so I can't even remember.
Actually, the second one was so bad, I thought it was me.
Well,
I thought he'd done it on me again.
Let's not go too much into quality. Same singer again. Dennis, film title, please, and composer.
The summer's night, the summer night. And unashamed, she sheds her cloth. The summer's moon, the restless sky, and lovingly she warms the sand on which you lie.
Yeah, it was better, I think, as simply a non-vocal thing. The summer of 42.
Yeah. And the composer
was Michel Legrand.
Michel Legrand, yes. There's a musical phrase that ambulances tend to play, which occurs at the start of many a popular song. John, your next-door neighbour has sung this a time or two. No help from him. What's it called, please?
Saturday lunchtime. It was always played by some band from Hammersmith. I want
to be happy, but I can't be happy. Yes, that's right. Same notes, Frank, but...
And the
Commodore Orchestra.
That's right.
Oh, yes, that's right. The Commodore Cinema.
Commodore Cinema.
Yes. Frank, same notes, but with a different stress. What's this called?
It's a Japanese sound, man.
Thank you very much indeed, yes. Ian, same notes again, different rhythm.
Could be fine.
Right,
Carolina in the Moor,
a slight disturbing touch of I Fell in Love with Mary from the Dairy, actually.
Yes. I'll cross that out. It's all right. I'll cross that out. We won't do that later on. We'll leave that bit.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you had
that. Dennis, I think you'll know this tune. If not, you may know the names of the trio of people playing it.
Isn't that the Benny Goodman trio?
Yes.
Yes. So Teddy Powell.
Pardon?
And Gene Krupa.
Who was that on?
Not Teddy Powell.
Not Teddy Powell.
Teddy Wilson. Teddy Wilson.
Gene Krupa.
Sorry, yeah.
Do you know the name of the tune, though?
No. It's on the album, but I can't. No, it isn't. It's like Nobody's Sweetheart.
No,
would
it's
it
not,
work
it's
with
not,
Nobody's
it.
Sweetheart now?
No, it, not really. No, no, it's similar. No. It's called China Boy. If your favourite song happens to be. Or even. And stand by, because they're all coming up in the next few minutes. From Frank, for instance, who sings this.
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I don't want to use. I'll never use. I'll be a goalpost. Your goodbye. To you with eyes of mine. How can I undo without you? You took the part that once was my heart. So why not take hold of one mirror the filler?
All of me, while John sings from The Vagabond King.
Only a rose I give you, only a song dying away, only a smile to keep in memory, until we meet another day. To whisper blushing as roses do. I'll bring along a smile or a song for anyone.
On the other hand, only a rose.
Anybody recognize the first six notes that I played of Dennis's song? Here's the full chorus.
Is Mr. Izzy ill? Izzy? Has he caught a chill? Has he? The slightest cold often turns to flu. Appendicitis, tonsillitis, and bronchitis too. Is he breathing still? Is he? Will he make a will? Will he? I am Izzy's lawyer and I called around because I want to know, is Izzy worse or is he as he was?
Randolph Sutton used to sing that, and Max Bacon too. Round about Max Bacon's period as drummer with the Ambrose Orchestra, Carol Gibbons led the band at the Savoy Hotel, and he composed this next charming tune. I'll outline it first on the piano. Thank you.
rain. A touch of color neath skies of gray. The raindrops kiss the flower beds. The blossoms raise their thirsty heads. A perfume, thank you, they seem to say. Surely here was charm beyond compare to view. Maybe it was just that I was there with you. 'Twas just a garden in the rain, but then the sun came out again and sent us happily on our way.
We're on our way. Just time to report a victory this week for, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Pete Atkins.